Auckland's been told to start a campaign to bring back workers, visitors and students to the city. A global expert in revitalising cities says after the pandemic, Auckland needs to catch up. Hundreds of business and civic leaders met in Auckland today to discuss the city's future at an event hosted by the economic development agency, Auckland Unlimited. Reporter Amy Williams was there.
It's the new normal in a society living with COVID, but the irony didn't go unnoticed. Some speakers at today's conference couldn't make it.
I'd like to say that we're coming out of the pandemic, but I noticed that a number of our speakers today can't be with us because, like many in this room, they have caught COVID.
Auckland Mayor Phil Goff opened the third annual Auckland's Future Now conference. The first was held in response to the national lockdown in 2020 to discuss the city's recovery. So how much has changed?
Our challenge now is to promote a recovery that matches the rate of the impact that COVID had on us in a negative sense. We need to recover positively. And the good news is that we are seeing that turnaround.
Post-pandemic city expert Greg Clark says many other cities in the world are halfway through their recovery from the pandemic, including across the Tasman, with office workers and visitors returning. He says they are Auckland's competitors.
A new competition is emerging, particularly with those countries that came out of the restrictions quickly. They have garnered a first mover advantage. And in New Zealand, you've got to think about what the second mover advantage could be.
Mr. Clark says Auckland needs to campaign to bring back office workers, students and visitors to the city centre.
We need to campaign to win back our tourists, our students, our office workers, our visitors, and eventually, of course, our real estate investors and our migrants. We need to make it easy for people to come back to the city. We need to make it exciting.
Alicia Staples manages a VR company based in Auckland, but said she'd probably be enticed to Australia if she was setting up now. She says the Australian government has been quicker to see how the creative sector boomed during COVID, but here there's a dire shortage of skilled workers.
For the first time ever, we are going to outsource overseas because we can't find the talent locally. So it's a bit of a negative comment, but it's actually the right time because the pendulum is swinging and I don't think it's gone too far to correct it.
Business leader Phil O'Reilly says the country feels even more isolated from the rest of the world.
We are the least connected that I've ever seen on a person-to-person basis. We are the most disconnected that I've ever seen in the time that I've been dealing globally in business, and that's now 25, 30 years.
He's the former chief executive of Business NZ and says businesses need to reconnect face-to-face.
2 a.m. Zoom calls don't cut it. I'm going to get on a plane next week and actively reconnect. My friends in Europe and the US are poking the borax at me that I'm still alive. So I'm going to get out and talk to them and start talking up to them about Auckland and New Zealand and that we're back.
Mark Thomas is a director of Committee for Auckland, a members group for city leaders who want to engage in its future. He'd like to see a new group formed to revitalise the city centre and do the mahi.
Give them the decision-making responsibility. We don't need more consultation groups. We want to have the business people, the owners, but also the not-for-profits, the city mission, and others actually at the table making decisions to say, well, we know what needs to be done with the city centre. Give us the power to kind of make that change.
Sustainability champion Izzy Fenwick urged Auckland leaders to include younger generations at the table.
If Auckland can prioritise really thinking about and engaging with future generations' needs and expectations and building them in, we will create a thriving city. But if we don't, our next generation will find cities that do and we will lose them, and the loss of that critical talent will be felt by every industry here.
Big challenges our biggest city faces in getting back to business.